Chapter 3. Beau leaned against the bar, his fingers clasped tightly around the glass of whiskey. There was a major snag in his assignment. By being in Broken Gulch, Jessica not only put herself in danger, but also his mission. He couldn't afford to be distracted by her presence. His thoughts stormed around in his head like a stampede of cattle. He was chasing a wayward calf through a cloud of dust with little hope of roping it. That's how he felt after holding Jessica in his arms again. Running, but going nowhere. How can I possibly keep her out of danger and do my job at the same time? His fingers flexed, squeezing the glass until he felt it crack under the pressure. Nothing I can do about it. Jess is here, and I'll have to come to terms with that, unless I can convince her to go back to Boston.
Hey, mister, you're gonna have to pay for that broken glass you just busted.
The barkeep admonished, throwing the cracked glass away, then wiping down the counter. Of course. I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was holding it that tight. Beau dug into his pockets, pulling out a few bills to pay up. Would you pour me another? I'll be gentler this time around.
Better be, or you'll be replacing more than glasses.
The barkeep warned, pouring Beau another two-finger whiskey. Beau shook his head, resolved that life throws things in your way, leaving you with no choice but to find a way to deal with them. He didn't mind it as long as the path was clear for him to make the right decision. But why, of all the people in his past, would it have to be Jessica Sanders who came back into his life? Sneaking away in the middle of the night, he'd imagined her standing at the train station in Dodge City, dazed and face tear-stained as she waited to return to Boston, her father gloating in triumph behind her. Looking up from his drink, Beau glanced over at the man standing at the end of the bar, whooping it up with several of Miss Layla's soiled doves. Something about him seemed familiar. Hadn't he seen the stranger earlier in the day at the Gilded Lady? Eyes hidden slightly under a black Stetson hat, leather waistcoat, jacket, blonde hair. His smile seemed friendly enough as he chatted and flirted with several of Miss Layla's girls. Something Beau was sure she wouldn't mind if it led to a gain of some kind for her business. As each song ended, many of the honky-tonk ladies traded places when their dance partners arrived to claim them for their turn on the floor. Miss Layla watched with a careful eye from her perch near the piano, her expression bright with, was that jealousy? Why would Miss Layla be jealous of the attention her girls gave the stranger? That's what they'd been hired for, wasn't it? Was it what Jessica had been hired for? Would she give herself to the first roustabout with deep pockets? Beau scanned the saloon, looking for Jess, relieved to have found her in the arms of an old-timer. She guided the grizzled man slowly across the dance floor with perfection. Thankfully, her attention wasn't on the handsome stranger at the bar. And if by some unforeseen reason it was, he didn't have the right to stop her, even if there was something about the too good-looking man that bothered him.
Put it on my account,
the man bellowed above the music. Putting down the bottle, he rounded the end of the bar. A pair of Colt 45s hung at his hips. Beau hadn't paid much attention to the man earlier, as he did now. Hell, he couldn't recall seeing the Maverick. He'd been distracted on the dance floor with Jess. He must have slipped in then. Or had he been here all along? Let's find out.